B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, we'll start with this scary story. A bus driver in northern Italy abducted 51 children and their chaperones Wednesday, threatening them over a 40-minute ordeal before setting the vehicle on fire when he was stopped by a police blockade. This psycho broke windows in the back of the bus and got all the passengers to safety without any serious injury before the flames destroyed the vehicle. He was apprehended. And the driver had said that he was protesting migrant deaths in the Mediterranean. The driver threatened the passengers, telling them that, quote, no one would survive today, as he commandeered the bus carrying two middle school classes to a nearby gym about 25 miles from Milan.
Those police just jumped on it and got those kids out. It was miraculous that they did.
One of the students said the driver took all their phones and ordered the chaperones to bind the students' hands with cable ties, threatening to spill gas to set the bus ablaze. The chaperones only loosely bound several students' hands, not everyone's. One of the students described his terror in an interview. He said, we were all very afraid because the driver had emptied the gas canister on the floor of the bus. He tied us up and took all the telephones so that we could not call police. They did get a hold of the police. They set up a roadblock, and they were able to get him out of there. He did light the vehicle on fire, but after the kids got out, and they managed to save the day. Pretty messed up. Oof. All right, here's the story. Gene Simmons will love this one. Okay, so we've seen dogs in wheelchairs, but what about a chicken? It may seem odd, extreme,
the majestic chicken,
or even a bit funny to some, but a farm sanctuary said the story of how she got there points a bigger problem. Oliver and Friends Farm and Rescue Sanctuary, Jenny Hayes, who works there, or Jeannie, I should say, said, we save a chicken, and maybe people think that we're a little nuts, but that's okay.
Did you say Jenna Hayes runs this?
Jeannie Hayes.
Oh, sorry.
And Hayes and her team are determined to save a bird named Colorado. And that's where Hayes said the Cornish hen was rescued from a defunct factory farm. She said there were, I think, maybe 13,000 chickens that needed to find a place to go. Maybe Gene could step in and do a benefit. Absolutely. He loves chickens.
Thank you for attending tonight. There's a very special chicken I want to bring up on stage. What do you mean you ate him?
The chicken's name is Colorado.
He flew to Arizona last month.
Oliver and Friends took in 25 very sick chickens with the help of a Colorado animal sanctuary named Love and Arms. Though it may be hard to believe.
I love you, my little feathered friend. Look at this. He eats falafels right out of my mouth. And whereas his beak is pointy, he makes sure to do it delicately as to not puncture my lips.
Did you give him a little kiss at the end there?
Yep. You're such a good little chicken. You know you're a raptor. You know, though they mock you, you bear a lineage to the prehistoric realm.
The velociraptor?
You're not too far removed from the velociraptor
when
the tables were turned.
Though it may be hard to believe, Colorado and her friends are only a few months old. They're bred to be big.
You're bred to be big.
She said it's all about production.
Look at the size of that chicken.
So the faster they grow, the bigger they grow. Colorado's legs could no longer support.
Are you getting turned on?
I am, actually, a little bit.
His big tongue comes out.
There's one robust-looking chicken.
Hayes considered euthanasia. That is, until her husband got on Google and saw
She needs to go into the bathroom and whip out some secret sauce.
And saw a chicken in a wheelchair and started building one.
A chicken in a wheelchair?
Yeah, so Hayes said, so ever since she got the wheelchair, her sparkle is back. And so now they focused on keeping
It's the goddamnedest thing you've ever seen. A chicken in a jazzy scooter.
Picking out dough.
Chicken in a scooter, picking out dough.
Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no. They're now focused on keeping the chickens at a healthy weight through exercise and diet, low-fat feed, and fresh greens.
All right, chickens, thank you for attending my spin class.
Chicken in the bread fella, picking out dough.
He said, we honestly believe here at Oliver and Friends that every animal deserves a chance to live.
You believe that, do you?
To live their best life as pain-free as possible.
In absolute pain.
In complete and utter pain.
Agony.
All right, Gene Simmons, chicken fan. A North Carolina man faces felony charges after officers found him with 216 Venus flytraps.
Oh. Okay. What's this about?
Dude, wait till you hear the punishment they have for this guy.
216 Venus flytraps.
Archie Lee Williams is looking at 73 counts of felony taking of a Venus flytrap.
That's an actual specific taking of a Venus flytrap.
It's a felony.
Wow.
So the Venus flytrap is listed as a special concern and vulnerable plant on the North Carolina Protected Plant Species List. North Carolina Wildlife Officer John White said tips rolled in for a month before they were able to catch the suspect, adding that it is difficult to track suspects down when they travel from area to area. On Saturday, White learned that Venus flytraps were being poached at the Brunswick County Game Land and found Williams getting into his vehicle. He's being held in the county detention center under a, get this, $750,000 bond.
Wow.
For stealing plants.
So, how much do
you can
what's
buy,
the story with Venus flytraps?
You can
flytraps?
Buy those things.
Right.
Yeah, we used to have one.
How naturally do they occur out
I
in...
I have no idea.
I mean, they seem to me to be fairly exotic, right?
But we have one
like
last...
Like Burpee doesn't have Venus flytrap seeds, do they?
We had one last year, and we bought it from, I think, Kathy, I think we got it at Odds, you know, right around the corner from where I live, and...
It's the big Venus flytrap sale.
It's the goddamnest thing you've ever seen.
The goddamnest. This thing actually eats flies.
Yeah.
So do they? Will Venus flytraps control a fly situation if you have it in the house?
This thing didn't eat one fly.
Not one damn fly.
No. But they will.
I'm giving you one more day. If I don't see a freaking fly in your mouth, I'm throwing you out in the garbage.
All right, moving on.
Chicken was better.
A racing pigeon, considered one of the best ever, was sold at an auction for a record $1.4 million.
Wow.
I've been hanging with the wrong birds.
Mm-hmm, you have. These are much more profitable.
$1 million.
According to the PIPA.be, a pigeon racing website based in Belgium, which managed the auction.
All the best pigeon racing websites come from Belgium.
The pigeon named Armando grabbed the record-breaking amount after a bidding war.
My name is Armando, and I love to fly and eat shows.
After a bidding war ensued between two Chinese buyers. On Sunday morning...
It was very great this morning to put on the jersey and finally start playing for your team.
The auction for Armando reached roughly $603,000 before jumping to the final $1.4 million mark in an hour.
God.
The previous record for a single pigeon was only $427,000.
How, well, there are a lot of people who are obviously heavily into this, as you can judge by the amount of money spent on it. Mm-hmm. But I thought it had waned in popularity. I guess not.
Armando is considered Belgium's best long-distance bird of all time.
All right.
He's been described as the Lewis Hamilton of pigeons.
Yes, many call me the Lewis Hamilton of pigeons.
Lewis Hamilton was a Formula One race car driver.
Of course he was, yeah.
He was a pigeon, race driver pigeon.
Armando is part of a group of 178 pigeons, including seven of his offspring, sold at auction for approximately $2.7 million.
Now for the final step, I shall poop on the contract.
Wow.
Now this article says that the Armando is the Lionel Messi of pigeons.
Wow, man, there seems to be a conflict here.
Well, one
on...
doesn't make sense because one is a racer,
yeah,
and the other one is just a really good soccer player.
Yeah, I mean, he's good at the sport, but...
Joel Verschoot is the seller of the pigeons.
They're saying the James K. Polk of pigeons.
So he's short.
Yeah.
He spent 12 hours a day working with a pigeon with the pigeons since taking up the hobby.
Said the Rasputin of pigeons.
He said he's got a gigantic penis. This is a crowning glory of all those years in the pigeon sport. The icing on the cake, he said. $1.4 million for
man
pigeon.
Imagine you get drunk and do that, and Rochelle finds out.
Yeah.
I did something.
Right. I bought a pigeon for $1.4 million last night.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
So the Noblesville, Indiana Police Department is investigating a suspicious vehicle seat that was found discarded and found in a parking lot. This is really strange. Officers arrived at a Lowe's parking lot in response to reports of a suspicious item. Police say they found a driver or passenger side vehicle seat with blood on it and several adult teeth on and around the seat.
Oh,
that's creepy.
The seat is believed.
Was somebody attempting to eat a car seat?
I guess so. Believed to, maybe they spit it out.
Yeah.
Couldn't swallow the whole thing.
I can. It's too big.
The seat is believed to have come from a Jeep Wrangler and is currently an ongoing investigation. That's all I have on the story.
When it comes to vehicles that are so tasty, you can't beat the Jeep.
I thought it was pretty strange.
I love the car seat.
Saw this on the news this morning. Employees at a Texas Petco were surprised when a rancher tested the store's all-leashed pets welcome policy by bringing in his giant African Watusi steer.
These things,
they're huge. Their horns. If you think like a longhorn, like a Texas longhorn has big horns.
Much bigger and thicker. Massive,
yeah.
Big, thick, and veiny, Preston.
They're huge.
No, but they're enormous.
Big John Holmes size.
Just huge.
All right. A video recorded.
Can't get fully hard, though?
Fully erect.
No, they're rock hard. They're
okay.
Hard.
Okay.
Pumping.
A video recorded at the store shows employees and customers reacting with surprise to the animal named Oliver, whose owner says is tame and friendly.
Nice. Yeah. Killed five patrons.
Petco and Oliver was welcome supply. Look at this, Casey.
That's insane.
Yeah, they're huge.
He kind of has a little smile going, too. Did you see that?
He was happy.
He was at Petco.
He loves to go out. And then it was off to Ulta.
Don't mess with Jason Windus of Santa Rosa, California. When a neighbor complained about his high fence causing a lack of visibility, and after the city wrote a letter telling him that it violated a local ordinance, Jason cut the fence down to the maximum of 36 inches. And he was just trying to keep his dogs in his yard. That's why he had it there. But now the nosy neighbor really has something to look at. It's a garden party where the guests aren't smiling, but the host is. And basically what he had sitting behind that fence was a picnic with all naked mannequins. And now you can fully see them because the fence has been shut. Now,
so it's a 3-foot high fence is the most you can get?
That's as most you can get. And it was, I think, 5 or 6 feet high. There's some, you know, neighborhoods.
Town ordinances.
Yeah, town ordinances. Right. He said, I couldn't bring myself to throw them away. I was going to use them for target practice, he said, about the mannequins in his front yard. Now he says they serve a higher calling. He said, they made me freak out. They were going to be fine. They were going to find me every day. It wasn't taken down when they sent him the letter. So Jason called a friend with a big saw. They cut off the top of the fence to make it fit the code. Jason said he's not finished. I guess the average person would get angry, he said, cop resentment, and I throw a naked party in my yard. Which led to a sign for a still anonymous neighbor and what appears to be perfectly legal compliance that said they wanted me to tear down my fence to see inside my yard, and now they get to. A police chase in California had a twist ending on Tuesday night when the suspect broke out into a dance routine on Laurel Canyon Boulevard while police had their guns drawn. During the arrest, three Highway Patrol officers trained their guns on the driver as he backed away from a car on a shutdown road and barked orders at him. The suspect at first complies, walking slowly away from the car with his hands up and his back in the direction of the police officers. And then he suddenly started breaking out into a dance routine, shuffling his feet, flailing his arms while doing several spins and bending at the waist to touch his toes.
Very impressive.
The man then begins to follow police orders by lifting up his shirt to show that he was not armed at all.
Sounds like that sobriety test they give in the man with two brains, Preston.
Yeah. Prior to the theatrical ending, the suspect led California High Patrol cops on a high-speed pursuit. They initialed a PIT, or pit maneuver, where they intentionally hit the car and caused him to spin out. But he felt like doing a little dance before being taken in.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.